Good day, and welcome to For the Love of Pets. This is Dr. Don Shreves, owner and operator of the Potts Grove Animal Hospital in Pottstown, PA. And we're going to talk about some things for your pets here today to help keep them healthy and keep them going well. So stay tuned, and I'll be back in just a moment. Good day, and welcome to For the Love of Pets. This is Dr. Don Shreves, owner and operator of the Potts Grove Animal Hospital. We're going to be talking about some things for your pets today, so stay tuned, and we'll get started in just a moment. Good day and welcome to For the Love of Pets. Again, this is Dr. Don Shreves, and today we're going to talk a little bit about heartworm for your dogs and cats. Okay, we're going to talk about what is heartworm, how to prevent it, how it's treated, and where it's most prominent in the area, and what can happen if you don't treat your dog for heartworm, okay? So let's start with the basics here today. What is heartworm? Heartworm is an actual worm. It's a white, long worm, and it actually lives within the heart of the animal. And dogs and cats can both get heartworm, though the way the disease presents itself is very different in both species. So let's talk about dogs first, because that's the one we most commonly see it in. So it is transmitted to the dog via a mosquito bite. So that little mosquito that's flying around, lands on your dog, bites them, passes the baby worm, known as the microfilaria, into your dog's bloodstream. The baby worms circulate through the bloodstream, getting bigger and bigger, and then eventually migrate into the heart where they live as adults. And then there are male and female heartworms, and the two types mate, and they have baby microfilaria, which then go out and start circulating through the blood. Another mosquito comes along, bites your dog, sucks up its blood, sucks up the microfilaria, and now that mosquito is off to go and infect another animal. So that's how the disease processes it and goes from one animal to another. It's through the blood. It's via mosquito. So it is a nasty disease, especially when you're dealing with the adult heartworm. So the adults actually live in the heart, and what they actually do is they can cause congestive heart failure. They cause it on the, oftentimes, the right side of the heart. Now, the left side of the heart is the most prominent side of the heart, but it's the right side where they tend to live. So how do we know if a dog has heartworm? Well, we do a blood test, and this should be done yearly at your yearly annual checkup. Your doctor should draw a couple drops of blood. Now, they used to do a slide test or a filter test years ago where they'd actually filter the blood through a specific filter, look for the baby worms. We've got much better tests now. We actually have tests that look for an antigen produced by the adult worm. So it's a little enzyme, little protein that the adult worm produces and puts off into the blood that is actually what the test is looking for. And they're different company tests, and they all work fairly well to diagnose heartworm in your dog. So they're looking actually for the presence of the adult worm versus back in the old days where we would look for the presence of the baby worm to confirm heartworm. So your dog comes in every year, gets a blood test, it's clean, negative, wonderful. That's what we want. But now we want to protect your dog from heartworm, okay? Because your dog still could go out, get bit by a mosquito carrying the heartworm, and then boom, it has it. And how do you protect? Well, primarily there's two ways. There is the oral protection, which is usually a once-a-month pill, either HeartGuard, Interceptor, TriHeart. There's a bunch of them out there, and they all work very, very well to prevent heartworm. Most of them are either a ivermectin or a milbemycin base, which are both very good anti-heartworm medications. And they're usually a pill or a soft chew you give them once a month. And those are great. Those are wonderful, and they work great. You know, owners love them. Biggest problems, one, got to remember it. Which shouldn't be too hard, but sometimes, unfortunately, life gets in the way and you don't think about it. The other problem is, will the dog eat it? And, of course, I've run into clients that are like, my dog will not eat this no matter what I hide it in. So then you're left with the second option, which is an injectable option. It's called ProHeart 6. It's an injection that you give once every 6 months. It's given right under the skin, usually on one of the sides of the neck, and we alternate sides from one six-month injection to another. And the medicine is contained actually in what we call microsphericals, which are these little tiny microscopic spheres that contain the medicine. They slowly dissolve over the six-month period, kind of time-releasing the medicine into your animal system. So this medicine then goes into, you know, their system, and what does it actually do? Does it kill the adult heartworm? No. None of these pills or the injectable kill the adult heartworm. What they kill is they kill the baby heartworm, and they kill the baby heartworm at approximately 45 days of maturation. So you're actually, when you're giving the pill or the injection, you're actually treating for a mosquito bite that happened 45 days ago. So 45 days ago, if your dog got bitten and heartworm was transmitted into your dog, then the baby grows up to a certain point in its life stage where the medicines can kill it. And that's what we're actually treating for. That's why we say if you miss 1 month of heartworm, though not the best thing in the world, it's not the end of the world. You don't have to retest. Just go ahead and give the pills because we're still within that 45-day period. However, if you miss two doses, now you've gone 60 days. Now you have potential exposure. In which case, then, we always recommend retesting at that point before you restart it. Because if you actually would have heartworm, then the unfortunate thing is the medicine can damage your animal's heart. So you'd never want to give heartworm pills without knowing for sure your animal is negative on a heartworm test. Okay? So that's prevention in dogs. Okay? Now, what would happen if your dog, you didn't do the prevention or you adopted a dog that has heartworm? And most commonly, heartworm is going to be found in warm climates because, again, it's transmitted by mosquitoes. Okay? So up here in Pennsylvania where we're at, we don't see that much of heartworm. We do see an occasional case here or there. It's not non-existent, but it's not rampant in the areas. The farther south you go in the United States, the worse it potentially gets. So you get down to the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, where they have warm weather year-round. They have mosquitoes year-round. It's a much more rampant problem down there, okay? Up in our area, we see occasional cases. The majority of the time, the cases that we see come from dogs that have been adopted, usually from down south. So that's the ones that we tend to see in my experience. Okay, other doctors may have a different experience, but that's been my experience in general. In our area, we have a much more rampant problem with Lyme disease, but that's a disease we will address on a different podcast. Okay, today we're talking about heartworm. So now you adopt a dog from down south, you take it into your doctor, and lo and behold, it comes up positive for heartworm. What do you do? Well, first thing the doctor should do is confirm the test, usually drawing another sample of blood, sending it to an outside lab. Make sure that test was a positive. Every test has a potential of lab error, okay? So that's why I always retest a second time. Get a verifying positive test. Now, if you get two positive tests, guess what? You got a positive dog, okay? Now, you have to also make sure at this point that the dog does not have any history of having heartworm or being treated for heartworm in the last 2 years. Because if it does, that changes the ball game, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. But if you don't have a history, you've got a positive dog, what do you need to do? Well, you need to treat that dog. You need to kill the adult heartworm, okay? First steps first, however, you got to make sure the dog is healthy, and hopefully the dog is not showing any symptoms of heartworm. Most common symptoms of heartworm are going to be symptoms seen due to congestive heart failure. Coughing, number one thing that we see, okay? Exercise intolerance, loss of breath. So things like that are what's going to be seen because the heart's not functioning properly. So in which case then things get a little bit more difficult when it comes to the treatment. If most cases that I've seen tend to be dogs that are asymptomatic, which means they're having no symptoms. They're acting completely normal and healthy, but unfortunately have come up positive on a blood test. So what you need to do is, one, you need to run a full blood work panel, okay? A full CBC and chemistry panel evaluating the entire animal's metabolic state, making sure everything is normal. Second, you need to do three x-rays. You need to do both lateral views, and you need to do a DV or a VD view of the chest. What you're looking at is any indications of enlargement of the cardiac silhouette. You're looking for any problems within the lungs, fluid buildup, congestive heart failure, anything abnormal in either the lungs or the heart that you would see on an x-ray, okay? You don't necessarily have to do an echo, but if you do have access to it, certainly never a bad thing to do. I usually find that the x-rays and the blood work are good enough standards if everything's normal there with an asymptomatic dog that you can proceed with treatment. Nowadays, the treatment we use as the medication is called imidacide, okay? Years ago, we used to use a drug called caparsolate. Caparsolate was a really, really nasty drug. It actually, its base of it was arsenic. So the whole object was that you killed the worms before you killed the dog, okay? Imidacide, I do think it still has a slight arsenic base to it, but don't quote me on that because I'm not a chemist. But what the medicine, the nice thing about it is a two-shot injections intramuscularly. Okay, so it goes into the muscle versus caparcillate, which had to go into a vein, and it was 4 injections. So much nicer, lot less chances of reactions. Still has some danger to it, still has some risks to it, especially if you have a symptomatic dog. Okay, asymptomatic dogs, less risk, but never no risk. Okay, so you give them 1 injection. Okay, and the medications measure is dose by weight. The dosage is right with the medication you get. You give them 1 injection in the lower back into the muscles on the side of the spine. 24 hours later, if the dog's doing well, there has been no problems, you do your second injection. That should kill 98% of the female adult heartworms and 100% of the male adult heartworms. And that's why if your dog has had treatment within the last 2 years, you still could potentially get a positive case. Because unfortunately, 2% of the females can survive the treatment. Female heartworms are a little hardier than the male heartworms, okay? So with those 2% still in there, they can live up to 2 years on their own. The nice benefit of it is that they have no males to reproduce with, so they're going to die out in 2 years and your dog will be fine. Biggest risks post-treatment would be some type of a pulmonary embolism because you actually got these worms in the right side of the heart. And when they die and they come out of the right side of the heart, the first place the circulation takes them is into the lungs. And if they should lodge into a lung vessel somewhere, they can cause an emboli. Essentially very similar to a blood clot, but this is actually because of the body of the worm. So you have to watch your animal carefully and monitor it carefully for any problems, again, with coughing, trouble breathing, any kind of respiratory distress at all should be taken to the doctor right away post heartworm treatment. But if everything goes well and your dog is fine and doesn't have any problems, at approximately 6 weeks after the treatment, they should go back and they should get a dose of ivermectin. Ivermectin is a dewormer. It's the same medication that's used in HEARTGARD, but it's used at a slightly different and a little bit higher of a dose at this point. What we're actually trying to do is kill the baby heartworms because the imidacide does not kill the babies, only the adults. So now the babies that were in there are still in there, but now we're at that 45-day mark. We want to kill them so that they don't repopulate and we end up right back where we started. So that's why you do this approximately 6 weeks later after treatment for the adult heartworm. If that's all good, everything goes well, you start them back up and you keep them on HEARTGARD or Interceptor at least 2 years solid every month without missing a date. Honestly, I don't want you to miss a date, period. But at that point, you've got to make sure those 2 years you keep them on because now you're going to prevent any kind of babies from developing. Any of the females that are left in there will die out in 2 years. At that point, you want to keep on your monthly, or you can always consider switching over to the 6 month if you wish at that point. But that's how you treat heartworm in dogs. Now, does heartworm exist in cats? Sure, it does. Okay, but it's a little different in cats. In cats, when the worms actually get into the heart, and again, it's a via mosquito bite, it actually causes a fibrosing within the muscle. So the muscle stiffens and it doesn't pump as well anymore. There's really no great treatments for heartworm in cats, okay? So we don't have imidacide for them, unless something new is developed that I'm not aware of, which again, I'm not a 100% expert. There are always new treatments coming out, but the one nice thing is we just don't see heartworm that much in cats, so I don't think anybody's really pushed to do a treatment. There are monthly heartworm preventions in cats. There was HEARTGARD for cats for a while. It's probably still out there. But actually, I think if you really just want to protect your cats from heartworm, if you're worried about heartworm, use Revolution. Revolution is a once-a-month topical that you apply on the back of your cat's neck. It kills heartworm. It also is going to do some intestinal worms. It's going to do fleas. It does seem to have some tick protection as well as ear mites. So you're getting a lot of things in this once-a-month topical, which really makes it a nice thing, and you're getting that heartworm prevention. So, like I said, they don't get the congestive heart failure so much. They get more of a scarring of the heart due to the heartworm. So, that's in cats. Again, honestly, 22 years I've been doing this, I've never seen one heartworm positive cat. I'm not saying they don't exist because they certainly do. It's just not as common, okay? So, that's kind of how it's treated when we see dogs with heartworm. Really, prevention is the key to heartworm, okay? Once a month pills, 6 month injectable, keep them from ever getting it. Keep your animals safe, because really it is an expensive treatment and it's not something you really want to put your animal through if you can avoid it, when it's simply giving them a pill once a month or a shot every 6 months. If you got to set your calendar and your app to remind you to give the pill, do it. If you can't remember or you're just too busy, do the 6 month injectable. ProHeart is a great medicine. It is a safe medicine. I know a lot of people out there might be saying, hey, I heard it was bad or whatever. Really, let me tell you a quick history on ProHeart. Years ago, ProHeart came out. It was made by the Fort Dodge Company. It was a once every 6 month injectable heartworm, and it was wonderful. And it was easy, and I administered to a lot of patients. I had no reactions or problems with any of them. But a couple animals got sick and passed away, and of course they wanted to blame the ProHeart. So Fort Dodge came out, they voluntarily removed ProHeart off of the market and took it through more FDA testing to eventually prove that no, the ProHeart didn't kill these dogs. So eventually when the product was brought back to market, there were a lot of hoops that you had to jump through. You had to run full blood work panels. You had to do x-rays. There were a lot of things that had to be done, again, just to show that it was a completely healthy animal, only certain ages it could be given to before you could give ProHeart. And then, as again, more and more animals got it, more and more animals had no problems with it, they started to relax the restrictions a little bit. And at one point, it was down to just getting a consent form and showing the potential side effects of any medicine. Don't even have to do that anymore. So, though it's still never a bad idea to get a consent form, but the ProHeart 6 injection now can be given to pretty much anybody, any dog, as long as it's healthy. And, you know, certain ages, you know, you don't want to give it to like a 10-year-old dog at times, unless it's something that's been on for a long time, okay? So, but the ProHeart is great. It is safe. I personally have never had one reaction to any doses of ProHeart that I've ever given. And I've probably done thousands of doses over the years, okay? So, it is great. If you still prefer the orals, go with the orals. And it doesn't matter which one, like I said, Interceptor, HeartGuard, TriHeart, Trifexis, you know, whatever you prefer to use, use. But make sure that you get that heartworm protection. In combination, things like Vectra, Advantix, you know, they are flea and tick medicines, but they also have mosquito repellency too. So again, it's going to give you an extra layer of protection. I personally like Vectra 3D for this, but it gives you an extra layer of protection. Besides the oral prevention, you also have the topical mosquito repellency as well to help protect your dogs, okay? So I hope this is giving you some education about heartworm, what it is, how it works, what it does, and how we prevent it, and how, you know, unfortunately, if we have to, how we treat it. If you have any questions about this topic or any other topic, feel free to shoot me an email at fortheloveofpetspodcast@gmail.com. If I can, I will try to give you a personalized response. If not, any really great questions will be answered on a future podcast for the benefit of all pet owners, so that they can hopefully get the same education and knowledge to help their pets as I pass on to a person with a really great question. Besides that, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. And I hope to see you again on a future podcast. Remember, this is Dr. Donald Shreves from the Pottsgrove Animal Hospital. Remember to take care of your pets. Remember to take care of yourself. God bless. And as always, love your pets, because they're always going to love you. Bye now.